You're with SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, semua warga Australia memiliki hak untuk berpartisipasi sebagai warga negara aktif dalam membentuk masyarakat negara ini. Namun karena pengalaman traumatis masa lalu, beberapa migran mungkin takut berbicara di depan umum dan tidak tahu bagaimana proses demokrasi negara ini. Berikut ini Wolfgang Müller memberikan ulasan tentang hal tersebut. Australia memiliki sejarah partisipasi sipil selama 200 tahun. Profesor dari Universitas Sydney, Mary Prin, mengatakan warga Australia terbiasa memberikan masukan ke dalam keputusan yang berdampak pada kehidupan sehari-hari mereka tanpa rasa takut akan dihukum.
Absolutely. In fact, if anything, we would encourage it because this shows that people are interested in the process and they have contributions to make. They can join community organizations to assist other people, volunteer to help others. They can participate in joining political parties. All of this is open, it's free. There's no repercussions if you don't want to, and there's certainly no repercussions if you do.
Membiasakan diri dengan pertukaran pendapat yang bebas dan jujur dan terlibat dalam urusan masyarakat tidak mudah bagi banyak para migran. Davy Nguyen adalah mantan pengungsi dari Vietnam. Ia diselamatkan dari kapal pencari suaka ketika ia berusia 8 tahun. Sekarang ia adalah wakil presiden komunitas Vietnam di Sydney dan membantu wirausahawan muda dengan latar belakang migran memulai karir mereka dalam bisnis. Davy mengatakan, banyak pendatang baru takut berbicara di depan umum dan mengambil sikap terhadap berbagai masalah.
A lot of migrants are afraid of politics because they're scared that if they wanting to express their views, they might get penalized, they might get punished. Because these are kind of things that they left behind in their war-torn country. But for now, they're in Australia. We need to educate migrants that, you know, you're in Australia, there's people here to help you and guide you into the right direction.
Davy Nguyen mengatakan migran yang lebih muda mulai mengambil bagian lebih banyak dalam mengemukakan pendapat mereka.
A lot of the old school thinking is that, especially from the Asian background, a lot of parents don't want the kids to go into politics. They just think that politics is not that great for a career. They prefer their kids to be doctor, accountant, anything but politics. But I think it's changing a little bit, and now I see there's a lot of push for our younger generation to get into the political arena.
Sophie Kotsis adalah anggota Parlemen New South Wales. Ia adalah seorang putri dari migran Yunani. Saat ini ia adalah menteri bayangan Partai Buruh untuk multikulturalisme. Ia mengakui bahwa menetap di negara baru adalah salah satu tantangan paling sulit dalam kehidupan siapapun, dan ia ingin mendengar dari konstituennya tentang masalah apa yang mereka hadapi.
My parents came to Australia in the 60s. My parents came with very little English, very little opportunity, and all they had was just to work hard and to build their life and encouraged us to work and get an education. There is an opportunity now because of our democracy that you can have access to your local MP and not to be afraid at all to reaching out so then we know what are some of the services that are needed in our emerging communities.
Sophie Kotsis mengatakan bahwa banyak pendatang baru mencari informasi dari anggota lokal mereka tentang perumahan, kesehatan, dan pendidikan. Namun ada masalah lain yang khususnya mempengaruhi perempuan migran.
Domestic violence is a big issue, and it's one area where people do come to me and raise these issues with me, and we work together with organizations in how we can better educate and inform new communities about reporting, about support services.
Daniel Mukhe adalah warga Australia pertama asal India yang terpilih ke Parlemen New South Wales. Ia mengakui bahwa perlu beberapa saat untuk menemukan suaranya dalam politik.
I've been serving now for nearly 3 years, and in the course of that I've come to learn a lot about how to effectively talk to politicians, how to make your point, how to take a campaign into the parliament, how to make sure your voice is heard.
Daniel Mukhey mengatakan hampir setiap hari anggota komunitas menyampaikan berbagai masalah untuk mendapatkan perhatiannya. Ia mengatakan penting bagi para pendatang baru untuk menyadari bahwa di Australia setiap orang diperlakukan sama, tidak peduli berapa lama mereka telah tinggal di negara itu, dan bahwa politisi bekerja untuk mereka, bukan sebaliknya.
So this morning, for example, I had a group come and see me wanting to talk about affordable power and what it means to have your electricity bills rising, particularly if you are a new migrant who aren't used to being able to shop around, who come from a country where there's only one provider of energy. Towards the end of this week, I'll be meeting with a group of parents who are very concerned about how kids with disability are treated in New South Wales schools, whether or not they have the same rights, the same experiences, the same levels of resources as kids without disabilities.
Memiliki suara di Australia bukan hanya masalah berbicara dengan anggota parlemen lokal. Profesor Mary Brin mengatakan penting juga bagi para pendatang baru untuk mengetahui siapa orang yang tepat untuk menerima pengaduan dan siapa yang bertanggung jawab atas bidang pemerintahan tertentu.
You need to know that state parliaments deal with certain things and federal parliaments deal with certain other things. So there's no point going to your federal member of parliament and asking him or her about solving a problem with rubbish removal, for example. That's the domain of local council.
Bagi Davey Nguyen, melibatkan diri dapat membantu komunitas baru untuk menetap dengan lebih sukses di Australia.
In many ways, we want to attract those people who have the heart and the passion to actually go out there and make a difference in our country. Because at the end of the day, if our country is great, then the people will be great. And the whole overall harmonious of everyone working together to achieve that goal, then to me, the end result would be that Australia is a better country for everyone.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.